Hardy round, and now that's sort of down the ground. Doesn't have enough on it.
Into the gap, that's four.
Picked the gap. Reckon it came a little bit off the toe of the bat. But Hughes will get a much-needed four.
Right on the pads of Hughes, who picks up from where Dan Christian left off. No, put your seatbelts back on. He's picked up a six, Daniel Hughes.
He's been one of the form players of the Big Bash, Daniel Hughes, doing an outstanding job leading the Sydney Sixers, and they are tracking very, very nicely on top of the Big Bash table. Daniel Hughes, good morning. Welcome to SEM Breakfast.
Morning, boys. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Aren't you just tracking nicely at the moment?
Yeah, we're tracking along pretty nicely at the moment. It's nice to be up the top of the ladder. It's been a different season. We've sort of travelled around. We've been locked down, and it's been tough on the boys. But it's nice that we're playing some nice cricket out on the field.
You played a lot of Big Bash. How important? Obviously, there's still a long way to go in the tournament. But how important is the start that you've got to be 6-3, sitting somewhere near the top? How crucial is it to start tournaments like this well?
Yeah, it's always nice to start well, but the way we're sort of looking at it at the moment is we haven't put together a complete performance. We're not sort of playing our best cricket just yet, so it's nice to know that we've still got quite a fair bit of improvement in us, and with 5 games left, I think we've got before the finals. It's nice to know that we've got a bit of improvement and we can get better.
Dan, we speak on this show all the time about the tactics and how the BBL is changing. Well, it feels like regularly. What is it that's working specifically with the Sixers? Because it doesn't feel like you've got many holes, and yet you say there's still a little bit of room for improvement. What are those areas?
I think what we do really well at the moment is that everyone sort of knows what their role is in the team. So we know who's sort of going to be bowling in those power play overs. We sort of know who's going to be bowling through the middle, and we know who's going to be bowling our surges and who's bowling at the end. And same with the batting. Everyone sort of knows their role with the batting. And everyone just goes about their business. Everyone's pretty calm. Everyone's pretty laid back, and everyone enjoys being around each other. So I think it's just knowing your role in the team and really enjoying being around your teammates. As I said, it's been tough this year. So it's just enjoying the success of the team and enjoying each other's company.
We've been really impressed with Dan Christian for his performances this year, but it feels like he's been around for 100 years. So you speak about experience and knowing what to do. What does he bring to the table? And tell us about what he brings to the group when you are in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, the old boy, he's going really well for us. And I just think what he brings to the group, he's just so calm. The other night, I think we were 4 for 60, I think we were, and we needed 10 and over. And just how calm he was when he came out there, he just sort of said, look, you and me, if you and me don't get out, we'll win this game. And that's basically what happened. He just stayed there to the end, and he knew if he was there at the end, he'd win the game for us. So he just brings calm and brings confidence to everyone, everyone in the group. So it's nice to have him around.
Is that becoming a pretty specialised role now in the Big Bash? That someone like a Dan Christian, John O'Wells does it really well for the strikers, someone who can bat at the back end and finish off an innings, whether you're setting the total or chasing it?
Absolutely. It's definitely a specialised position. And especially when you've got someone like that down the order now with the surge, with the two over power play at the back end of the game. If you've got someone like that who can strike the ball like him at the back end of the innings and take the power surge and he's in, it can certainly catapult you to a big total or to chasing down a big total as well. So, yeah, it's nice to have him down the order.
How have you found a skipper navigating your way through the power surge? Have you got a pretty set idea about when you like to use it, or do you quite often leave it to the batsmen that are out there at the time?
Yeah, we sort of discussed that as a batting group. I think the best thing is to have the two blokes out in the middle who are in with the flow of the game. They know what bowls are going to be.
Oh, we just lost Dan there for a second.
I think he just hung up on you.
I think he did. It's not the first time I've been hung up on along the way. He was there. We're just going to get him back now. It's been an interesting little innovation, the power surge.
It has. Have you enjoyed it? I don't mind it.
I would love one more power play over, 5 in a power play at the start, and then the 2. So it's 1 extra power play over.
That's
but,
fine.
We'll get back to Hughesy now. He's back with us. Dan, we've got you back again.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
We're just talking about the power surge and how you like to use it.
Yeah, I was just sort of saying that the two blokes out in the middle are the two most important guys. So it's really up to them how they see they want to take it, whether they want to take it early, they want to take it deep. So We just leave it up to the guys at the middle. We've got full confidence in the decision that they make.
So just to clarify, so going into it, you don't have a distinct time that you want to play it or particular people that you want to be in that position. You completely leave it up to those individuals.
Nah, we just leave it to the two guys out in the middle on that day. It's purely their decision. If they feel like that they're ready to take it and they've seen enough balls and they know what the wicket's doing, then it's totally up to them to take the surge and we'll back them in 100%.
Is that just because it simply moves so fast? It is so hard to have a plan leading into a game?
Yeah, I think so. I think that so many things can change in a T20 game. Things happen so quickly. It's just the two guys out there, you just have to back them in to read the game and take the surge when they feel fit.
Lastly, the group as a whole, how are you tracking? Yep. As you say, a lot of teams have had to, you've all had to pack the suitcase, pack the cricket bags and away you go. How are you going at this point in the tournament as a team?
Oh, we're going really well. One thing about this group is that they're a resilient bunch. There's been a bit happening, there's been a bit going on, but one thing this team does really well is that they support each other, they get around each other, they enjoy each other's company. I think that's all you can ask in those tough times where there's no family and friends around. It's just us. You've just got to be kind to each other and get around each other. I think that you're seeing that on the field. And getting out on the field is a nice distraction for us as well. So everyone's enjoying getting out there and playing and training. So, and the guys are just enjoying each other's success. And you can see that with a few of our tight wins, how excited everyone gets when we get those winning runs. So it's nice to see. Guys are enjoying it. So hopefully that can still be the case in 3 or 4 weeks' time and we're there on the final day of the tournament.
Oh, you're one of the teams to beat, no question about that. Dan, thanks for joining us. Congrats on your season so far and a lot of work to do for you and the Sixers to hopefully, for your case, go all the way. But thanks for the chat this morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Daniel Hughes, captain of the Sydney Sixers. He's flying. Fifth in the competition for runs scored this year.
He just spoke about trust, and that's the sign of a really good team, that he trusts the two guys out in the middle to make the decision for themselves, put them in that position, and then just take what comes. But how can you argue? I mean, I don't know if that's risky for all the other teams that aren't quite going as well. You've got to hold the reins a little bit tighter. But when it's working like it is for the Sixers, good luck to them.
We're here for Blunston Boots. Go back to work like a boss by Blunstones for a chance to win $150,000. Year's resolution's not far off, but next, we're going to have a short, punchy edition of Questions Without Notice.